Elder à l'instant, donc dans Bang Bang pour cette édition spéciale Hellfest 2026, et on est avec eux. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you guys?
Hot.
Oh, yeah.
It is a bit hot, but you know what? Heavy metal's hot and sweaty.
Yeah.
So it all feels the same.
Oh yeah.
Is that a good thing?
I'm in a great mood today. Hellfest is. It's a staple of the heavy metal, like every year, Hellfest is huge, and to be a part of it is amazing, and whatever, we beat the heat and we play rock and roll.
That's a good thing. You had a new album, so 2-0, that's
it?
Can you just tell us a little bit about this?
So I think that 2-0 has been kind of our most successful attempt, the way that our songwriting has progressed throughout the years, and especially our new sound, which is more progressive compared to our older albums, which are much more stoner, doom heavy, that we have met a pretty good harmony of the two. So we're getting sequencers and synthesizers, but with heavy riffs peppered without effectively, not so smashed together. It actually works out in a flow more than we ever have before. And it's our favorite. Obviously, every new album is their favorite album to date. But this one really, because when we released the EP, Liminality, that was kind of the new sound that we were going for. And then I feel like with 2-0, we hit the nail on the head with that.
So, in festival, this kind of new music for you, is that a good challenge?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. The songs are definitely harder to play.
Yeah.
But if anything, that's testament to us as musicians and being in the band for so long that we are able to perform these songs and do it live. Now, that comes with that. Now we have a keyboardist live with us.
Yeah.
Because without the keyboardist, the songs don't have the same. It's just they don't sound the same.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're almost. It's like something's missing almost. So now we need a keyboardist with us. And now we're doing three-part vocal harmonies, too, which is actually kind of cool. But other than that, same old Elder rock and roll. We rehearse and we play.
So, these days, a lot of bands add things on the record, but when it's time to play live, they just put tracks. You choose to bring someone else with you on the road.
Absolutely.
Was it ever a question? Or, I think
we've done it with tracks before. So, you know, our last album, Innate Passage, had a lot of synthesizer stuff on it. And we would have our drummer, Georg, he has a trigger pad.
Yeah.
And everything's on, we were to a click and all that stuff. But when you have the live keyboardist, it makes the live music way better.
Yeah.
It breathes a little bit more as a live performance. And it's just cool to not have to think about that other thing.
Yeah, yeah.
while you're playing your stuff, too. So. Mm. It is necessary, I would say, to have him. Fabien Demenu, actually a Frenchman himself, he's with us, and he is such a pleasure having him with us playing live. He fits the mold perfectly.
Yeah, it makes sense for your kind of music, I think, also because it's really, I mean, that's what you want to see live, the energy between all the guys together.
Absolutely.
Like, and being able to follow the
And when there's a ripping synth solo, it's all you want to see is the keyboard. Is,
yeah, it's,
that's really cool.
It's more live. More live.
Absolutely,
you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, exactly. So it's been a real pleasure so far. We're only four. This is our fourth show. So
yeah, we'll see.
it's going well.
Of course, of
I'm
course.
Sure.
And do you remember, we used to ask this, do you remember the first festival you see as a fan of music?
So,
do you remember this?
So me being American, we don't really have many festivals in the States like you do in Europe here.
Okay.
So the first festival I probably ever played was probably Freak Valley in Germany. I think that was the first kind of bigger festival that we played. That was kind of the first festival that I had ever been to.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Then we also did... Oh, wait, no, hold on. Take that back. First festival that we ever played was Roadburn Festival.
Oh, yeah.
And that was in... when was that? That was 2011 or something like that.
Yeah.
And that was when we were a three-piece, and that was the first experience of a festival where we cut our teeth for the first time, as they say. And And ever since then, it's gotten progressively bigger. I remember the first time we played Hellfest. That was like a whoa experience. Yeah, really. And I'll never forget Judas Priest headlined that day. And I was sitting side stage watching. I don't know how I got side stage, but I was there. And it was like, oh, this rock and roll thing's pretty freaking cool. And that was quite a while. That was years ago now. Yeah. So we're a little bit more experienced now, not as naive. And festivals are, I mean, they're needed in the rock community, and you can see how many people are here at Hellfest. So
there's a different energy over there. Maybe Hellfest is quite different from the other ones still today.
Absolutely. Like, we were just at Download Festival, and it's so different already.
Yeah.
Just the organization of it, the setup of it. It's a little bit more organized here on the continent, I'd say, but. Yeah.
It's a good thing. So, and you can see friends over there. You can have friends over there. See other bands that you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
and have a great party.
If we can have a great party, we do.
Yeah,
we're responsible. Yeah. For instance, today we have to leave pretty soon we play because we're going to Grass Pop tomorrow.
Cool.
So that's a bit of a drive. So we're gonna do some hours in the night. But for instance, our backstage room, we're next to Cadaver, who are our good friends from Berlin.
Yeah,
of course.
It's like, oh shoot, we're right next to each other. So we've already got to hang out with those guys and
that's cool.
And see them. I don't think there'll be a big party tonight, but
no.
perhaps one of the next ones.
You don't know.
Yeah.
You can plan the next one.
Yeah, exactly.
And I have a question, like some songs you did are really, really long, you know?
Yes.
Like 10 minutes.
Yeah, most of them I'd say is average length, yeah.
How can you choose which ones you will play on stage, because we are go 30 minutes, so...
It's always sad when you start the show with, say, it's going to be our last two songs.
Oh, yeah. let's just say we almost have, like, an algorithm and, like, an Excel sheet with our song lengths, set lengths, fit. Sometimes, if it's an awkward time, we have to be like, oh, maybe we extend a jam.
Okay,
for instance,
okay.
Well, why don't you do that solo for 8 more bars so we can have another minute into the song? Or, no, we have to shorten that solo up.
Oh,
so, yeah. I mean, it happens with the 10-minute songs.
Of course.
If you want it to seem complete, you have to. Sometimes you have to make sacrifices or add things.
Yeah.
That's
a tough choice.
Yeah, of course.
It's a tough choice, but I don't know. We've gotten used to it. So, but like you said, most of the songs are around 10 minutes. You know, say you have 45 minutes, and then you have a 5-minute window. It's like, oh, shit, what the hell are we going to do?
Do we cut one in half, or do we extend everything?
Do you start a minute early without them saying, it's like, oh, no, just go.
And I have that question, because the kind of music you do, I always think about a really warm place, you know, like desert, like something like this. But you're not from there.
No. We're from or at least Nick and I are from a very seasonal place in the States, in Massachusetts. We get all four seasons. It's bitter cold and snowy in the winter and absolutely gorgeous in the summer. So we see it all. I don't know. I feel like you're right. Our songs, you can match them with seasons. There are a lot of songs that I'm like, are perfect for like an autumn bike ride or something.
Yeah.
Or maybe a spring walk through the new flowers that are growing.
So romantic.
But that's perfect, right? So thank you for everything. Thank you for coming. Thank you for doing this interview. We know that you're just like
in a rush
for it.
Hey, you know what? We run around, but then when we have to get to work, we get to work.
That's perfect. That's rock and roll.
Yeah, exactly. And thank you guys for having us here. And we look very much forward to playing today on the Valley stage.
Can't wait to see you.
Yeah.
Merci beaucoup.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you guys.
Toutes nos émissions et chroniques sont maintenant disponibles sur vos plateformes de podcast préférées. Spotify, Deezer, Apple, Amazon. N'hésitez pas à vous abonner.